A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" And he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. Though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I will store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. The things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." This particular gospel passage reminds me of the scene in A Christmas Carol, in which Ebenezer Scrooge is given a vision of his death and funeral. The people who he thought might have a good word for him are saying, "Why didn't he leave more behind? Let's jump in and see what we can get from the old miser." And Ebenezer found out in that vision how little he really owned, even though he was considered a wealthy man. You know, the token, the fruition of being given much is thanksgiving. And thanksgiving entails a return to the author of all good things, who is God Almighty. And in that way, we return by thanksgiving all that is given to us. You really know that we own nothing. Nothing really. All given it in a very temporary way. We're custodians, and we must never, 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 ever hold on to the things that we have been given with such a tight grip that we will not let them go when others need some of them. Thanksgiving. It is what we were created to do. That is why the Mass that we go to is called the Eucharist, from the Greek Eucharistein, to give thanks. And there is no better way to give thanks to God for all that we have received than to give back to Him His own Son, who makes Himself present to us in the sacrament of the altar. It is really the only thing worthy of God, to return to God the personified token of His love, who is His Son, crucified, risen, and glorified. In the first reading from Ecclesiastes, we hear from a man who knows not the gift of Christ. He is many centuries before the coming of Christ, and without Christ his life is very pointless and dreary. He says to us, all is vanity, all is pointless. We spend our few years here in this world and we go into oblivion. His mind is not at rest. You know why? Because he does not have Christ to rest his mind in. What a difference. What a difference from this author in the book of Ecclesiastes and those who know Christ. You fool, Christ says. God, of course, but God says to this man who was going to build up bigger and better barns, fill in here a bigger and better storage units for that which he thinks he has by right and has never shared and never given thanks for. You fool! You are mortal. You know not when you will draw your last breath. And I tell you, I who am the Lord of life and time, that this very night your life will be taken from you, and you will have to give an accounting. Have you lived a life of thankfulness? Have you given back to God a token of your love? Have you given back to your brothers and sisters something which shows that your possessions do not possess you, but that you give them freely to those in need? The Mass that we go to allows us to give the great and only gift worthy of God, God himself, crucified and risen. But you know, the deacon says at the end, Ite, Missa est, go, you are sent forth. The very Mass, the word itself, means that we are sent forth to share and to give what we have received so generously at the table of the Lord. That doesn't mean usually to take communion to others, although it can. It means rather to extend the thankfulness that we have experienced and the reason for that thankfulness with others who may not feel so thankful. To give of what we have received so freely, materially, spiritually. Both, they are all related. Remember, well, all of us one day will hear the words, this day, this night, your life is required from you. Let us not cling to our possessions and build bigger storage units. For we will go to the grave in a shroud with no pockets. We will go out of the world in the same way that we came into it, naked. And the only thing that will matter when we appear before the judgment of God is how much have we loved? How much have we expressed that love in the care that we give to our brothers and sisters? Amen.